King Midas of the Golden Touch. In the plays of Shakespeare, we have three distinct divisions, three separate volumes. One deals with tragedy, another with comedy, a third with history. And a mistake made by the young in their aspect of life is that they do the same thing, and keep tragedy and comedy severely apart, relegating them to separate volumes that, so they think, have nothing to do with each other. But those who have passed many milestones on the road know that history is the only right label for the Book of Life's many parts, and that the actors in the great play are in truth tragic comedians. This is the story of Midas, one of the chief tragic comedians of mythology. Once upon a time, the kingdom of Phrygia lacked a king, and in much perplexity, the people sought help from an oracle. The answer was very definite. The first man who enters your city riding in a car shall be your king. That day there came slowly jogging into the city in their heavy wooden-wheeled wain the peasant Gordius and his wife and son, whose destination was the marketplace, and whose business was to sell the produce of their little farm and vineyard, fowls, a goat or two, and a couple of skins full of strong purple-red wine. An eager crowd awaited their entry, and a loud shout of welcome greeted them. And their eyes grew round and their mouths fell open in amaze when they were hailed as king and queen and prince of Phrygia. The gods had indeed bestowed upon Gordius, the low-born peasant, a supreme...